Welcome to the Cartoon Rewind Podcast.
And good evening, my cartoon addicts. And yes, this is another episode of the Cartoon Rewind Podcast. And guess what? I am not here alone. I am here with the only dude that I know that if he were to mail a letter without a postage, it will still get there. And you know I'm talking about the one and only Rolly. And of course, we cannot forget about the walking encyclopedia of all cartoons, Gemini himself. And I am Frank. Before we get into today's agenda, do us a favor. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. You can follow us on YouTube, Spotify, or anywhere you can get your podcast. And we're on Instagram and TikTok. My brothers from another mother, how are we today?
Doing really good, doing real good. Now, did you turn off the camera so we wouldn't look at you while you say the greeting?
Yeah. Of course.
Very, very smart of you.
Of course. No. And I wasn't even looking at you guys when I was doing the greeting.
So I don't understand why you have to turn the camera off.
Because I don't want you guys to see my expressions because I am a very expressive person.
You do realize if this was my podcast, we will leave the errors in because it's so funny. But Rolando does the editing, so he takes charge to it.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
I leave them all in there. They're just most of them are the added bonus.
Yeah. No, I leave them live time as they happen because they're funny. It flows properly. All right, kids. What are we watching today?
Rolly, what do we got, buddy?
All right. Today's episode is The Family of Bionics. So it's a Bionic 6. So a little background story in Bionic 6. I think I pretty much said it when I was a family, right?
Yeah.
Yes, you
pretty
did.
Much as a professor just figures out, you know what, I'm just going to make all my kids, I'm going to adopt a bunch of kids and make them into androids, you know, bionics. Boom. I think that's some sort of law now that you can't do that.
Based off of the $6 million man and the bionic woman, if they had family in the future.
Pretty much.
It's
a very diverse family.
I'm excited about this because I remember enjoying this cartoon as a child. Let's see if it holds up 40 years later.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to next week because I don't remember the cartoon at all that we're reviewing next week. I don't remember it at all. So I'm looking forward to that. And like you, Rolando, I was a fan of Bionic 6 back in the day. So I'm looking forward to see if it holds up as well.
And what cartoon are we doing next week?
What is it called? Spiral Zone? Mm. That was one of your recommendations, sure. D.
Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell to me.
Wow.
Bro. Yeah.
Dang. Anyway.
So I like the fact that a guy like, I want to try this experiment. How can I do it? Oh, wait, let me just use my kids.
No. Again, if we do it in order, you'll see what happens that they became a bionic family. It wasn't because of that. Same thing that happened in the $6 million man. The family got an accident, and to save their lives, they had to become bionic.
I like my story better.
I know you like your story better.
Yeah, me too.
I know you like your story better, but the truth is the truth.
Yeah, give me the truth. All right, so we'll be watching this week. We've done a lot of number ones, so this time what we're doing is just picking a random episode. And we picked episode 7, which is titled Happy Birthday, Amadeus.
Amadeus.
Rocky sure. Amadeus. Am I sure?
Amadeus. Ooh, oh, rock me, Amadeus.
Wait, am I sure or is Frank sure about Amadeus?
Okay. No, because
rock me, Amadeus, man.
By Flacco.
Thank you.
Not you, Flacco, because I know your sister calls you Flacco, right?
The link he
hey, yeah, of course.
The link yes, he sent me says Bionic 6, episode 29.
Oh, well. Let's find out.
All right. What toys?
I still like the Rock Me Amadeus thing that you and I had to roll on.
When this episode came out.
Well, let's just assume, first of all, let's just assume that this episode came out and it is episode 7. So this one came out in 1997. If it's episode 29, I don't
know. Oh, no. According to here, it's season 2, episode 7.
Oh, pass or fail. Season 2. Oh, yes, okay, my episode bad.
Seven.
I thought it was episode 7, yeah. Season 1.
No, season 2. Oh. Season
2. Season 2, episode 7. Yes. I think you said it like 3 times, so can you please?
That's all right.
Okay, I need you to say it more times, apparently.
It's okay.
All man. Right, so this actually premiered September 16, 1987. Pass fail. So this, I'm not even going to tell you what the plot is. Who really cares at this point? But let's talk about 1987. Anything interesting, Frank? What interesting facts, a little nugget of facts do you have for us?
Yes, so I do have a few things here. And two of them I know you guys, well, one of them D's going to like, the other one you. Both of you, I should say. So in 1987, I did some research, right? And some toys came out that year, right? So Silverhawks, this is for both of you, right? The Tallyhawk, which is the ship, right, came out and it retailed for $19.99, right? $20, let's just round up, right? And then I did a little bit of Googling, you know what I mean? And depending on the box, the condition, man, roughly you can find this original 1987 Tallyhawk, right? And it ranges between $65 to $550 now.
Sure?
Now on eBay.
You sure it's Tallyhawk?
All right. What happened?
You sure it's Tallyhawk is the name?
Yeah, it says Silverhawks Tallyhawk. Okay, that's the ship, right?
That's the same name as the
bird. I always thought the bird was Tallyhawk.
Yeah, it was. It's a big bird.
No. The Quicksilver's bird is called Tallyhawk.
Okay, but this thing is super huge. Ha! The title of my sex toy. I mean, my sex
toy. What? Yeah. The title?
Keep it in.
I've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So that's what the guy always says. I'm seeing a big bird and it's holding a figure in its mouth.
And now I want you to share your screen because the name of the ship is what? The Mirage, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I do take that back. It's definitely not the, whatchamacallit. I can't share because D is sharing. But it's a big. It's a bird.
Oh, it's a
with
bird.
A figure in its mouth.
It's a bird. Okay.
Yeah, it's the tally. It's not a tally. Ship. What do you call it? The Tallyhawk.
It's not a ship.
But it looks like a really big Tallyhawk.
It's not a ship.
Let him share his screen, please. I am so interested in this.
There you go.
I'm so interested on what you're seeing in your world.
All right, give me a second.
The button says share. Oh, that's right. You got to hide.
Yeah, I know. No, right there.
That's not a ship.
Right there.
That's a ship.
Well, I thought it was a ship because it's holding a figure in its mouth.
No, that's just the bird carrying away an enemy.
Okay, well, that's a big-ass freaking bird, man.
Why? I don't remember that toy.
No, that's the big one. They made two versions. They had the one that sits on his head, on his hand. And had a bigger version.
Well, I see it.
That's the one right there.
That was just a weird toy, but okay.
I thought it was a ship.
No. I could totally see why you think that.
Yeah. So that's my bet on that one. And then the other one that I found, I got two more. I was a fan of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, not the toys, but I was a fan of the show, A Talking Alf, the storytelling alien, right? So that retailed for $70, right? And I did a little, again, some more Googling, You know what I mean? And you can find that now, depending on the condition, box, and all that kind of stuff, roughly between $150 and $250. Okay. All right.
All right.
Sure. And the last one that I wanted to talk about that came out in 87, and again, I have to thank D for this because I never really saw Brave Star, but apparently in 87, Mattel released quite a few figures of Brave Star. There were $7.99 a piece, $8. So I did Googling on Brave Star and Thunderstick, which is some skeleton looking dude.
It's a robot.
From what I remember, cowboy hat.
It's a robot.
So when I did some Google on that and started looking on eBay, ranging between $85 for like both of them, you know what I mean? Between $85 to $300. And that was for the Marshall Brave Star and Thunderstick. And Thunderstick. Yes. So those were the toys that were released in 87. Of course, quite a few more, but I just picked the ones that I like the most.
All right. For our Cartoon Rewind podcasting audience who's listening to this and you can't see it, so go ahead and Google Tallyhawk, Brave Star, and Alf.
Yes.
And not in that order, though.
So this is what we're doing. So kids, so we can't have Brave Star first? That's what we're saying?
You don't have to do it at all.
No, Tallyhawk first.
Well, technically, he went first. He said first the Tallyhawk. So I thought, you know, not in that order. So no. Why you make it a personal thing, though? No.
What y'all doing on TikTok is against the rules, but it's okay. It's all right.
What is this TikTok thing?
If you go to TikTok, the Cartoon Rewind podcast, they are leading the audience with the theme song for the Ghostbusters when they ask the questions. Ladies
and okay. In all fairness, you try Googling the theme song on TikTok of the Ghostbusters and see if it comes up.
Get him, Rolly. Get him.
Get him what?
Yeah.
Legally, Filmation owns the title. Thank you very much.
Okay, but if I can't find the freaking theme song, what am I supposed to do?
You stop leading the audience. And you're not...
Then lead.
Yes, you're leading the audience.
If I could find both, I would have put both. But I can't find both, so I had to go with...
I had to go with
a theme song.
I rectified that.
But which picture did I put first?
Yes, you did, but they're going to get confused because they don't know that's what it is.
No. I think our audience is smarter than you give them credit for. And you can exactly. An audience, you can,
and you did an amazing job, Rolly. Really.
Thank you. Uh-huh. You could send your angry emails and attention to Gemini, who doesn't think you guys are smart enough to know the difference.
Look at him swaying the jury. Look at him swaying the jury. All right. So,
oh, just FYI, on May, what is it? What year did I say this happened? September 6th.
87.
September. That's 36 years, 5 months, and 25 days ago. So... the number one,
that's a long time.
Yeah, the number one song and for this day was Michael Jackson here in the U.S. I Just Can't Stop Loving You. And again, for the second week in a row, the number one song in Europe was Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. So Frank, you're singing the wrong song. You're singing the In Vogue song. Never Gonna Give You Up. Never Gonna Give You Up. All right. So by the way, in September 16th was a Wednesday, in case anybody's remembering what they were doing that day.
I remember. Yeah.
So.
I was playing doctor.
With your sex toys?
Yes, you said it on tape, so it's chosen in history.
Yeah.
I meant to say sex tape.
Yeah. All right. So, let's get this.
All right, let's watch this.
No, you got to say the catchphrase.
All right, D. Let's make it happen, Captain.
Oh, God.
Don't make that a thing.
No, you're not.
Such an angry person.
I'm not angry.
Always angry.
Thank you. We are a family. I fight for them, they fight for me. As close as we can be, high in the mountains or deep in the sea. Bionic. We're all together. We fight for rights.
Yes.
Future family.
A family brought together by faith and given superpowers through the miracle of modern science.
So the mom is psychic?
Yeah.
Forgot the powers.
I think they had to meet a quota to get the to get the finance. They need to make sure you get a Chinese person, make sure you get a girl, and then one black boy. If not, we're not getting to the funding.
No, I'm ultra beat, Vim. Can't we call it a day?
I just want to see if the squash grows faster when we increase the voltage.
Vim, we've already exceeded.
If they only knew what that emoji means.
Yeah, I have no idea what you said.
You're giving it too much juice.
I'm missing it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They can't hear you. They can't hear you. Frank, you hear?
No, I just hear mumbling. You gotta lower it down a little bit.
Or take that little filter off your phone, your microphone.
What? Not a filter. I'm using the laptop. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what were you saying before?
I was listing the players.
Are you okay?
Bionic One, Mother One, Karate One, Sport One, Rock One, IQ.
Except for the black kid. He has a call of Bionic One, he's gonna call him Master One. Which I thought was a little racist, but I didn't want to mention.
Yes, you are. Yes, someone's racist.
Not me, I'm not the one who wrote this. I was only like 9 years old when this came out.
Did you get anything at all out of the experiment?
That's just it. We had all the data we needed.
But the black dude's IQ one, or what do you call him?
His name is IQ.
Because he's the one that built that monkey robot or something, right?
So I'm not going to mention the fact that the black guy built the monkey.
Wow.
He called a boy. Did you not see him call him boy? He said manners boy. You think he's racist?
No, Frank called him a black boy monkey.
We're supposed to be interviewing
him. I did not say that.
Build a monkey.
Right, he built a monkey. Exactly, right? The robot monkey. In the intro.
There's a robot monkey? I forgot about the robot monkey.
My laser chair is now running solely on the power produced by my new bioenergy replicator.
And is the future they still write in paper?
Yes.
Yes. No iPads.
No iPads.
Yes, there are iPads. That's not for students.
Yes, it certainly is, Miss Bennett. And that's why we have extra security.
Now every student has an iPad.
I'm taking no chances that my experiment might fall into the wrong hands.
Bionic 6.
Oh, remember that movie, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Yeah,
this
is
where
it.
They got it from. There, right here. Sorry,
man. Guess I overdid it.
Bear, how could you let this happen? Turn it off!
I can't find the plug!
Maybe I can help you. Young
Maybe
man.
If you had a smart brother, you can ask him. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Ooh, she's a bad guy.
You know why? You know how you know this? She's got a mask on.
Perhaps I'd better pack up.
Exactly. And the hair.
But here's a better one.
Oh, these are and they're Nazis.
Right. Welker.
I should have known.
Now, Professor Know-It-All. I remember this guy. I remember his hand, the glove. I always thought that was super cool back then.
Put your hand into the beam.
Because they told him, no glove, no love.
That's it.
The future's not very futuristic here.
I think our little tomato diversion has served its purpose.
What's this future? Like 1920? Like 2010? What?
I'm not gonna let her get away.
Well, you can tell by the clothes. And by the bionics.
Don't be ultra crazy. She's no ordinary gal.
And I'm no ordinary guy.
His voice sounds familiar. That's a good tomato. Oh.
Oh. He just threw a tomato at the bad guy. Yep. I'll be pissed.
I think mistakes were made here.
Yeah, oh yeah. At this moment, he knew he fucked up.
Little boy.
Also, he's not the bionic kid?
No.
The sport one?
No.
Damn it, they all look alike.
Wow.
Just call me Bionic Bim. Bim's head is getting bigger than that tomato. Yeah, get some help on your Apple Watch. Bionic 6, code red, code red.
Uh-oh. But if you notice, back then, the future was... In order to communicate with people, it has to be something on your wrist.
You'll never discover the secret of my replicator scarab. Not in a million years.
And that's his brother.
Tisk, you have no confidence in me at all.
It looks like his sister.
That's far enough, scarab.
What?
Well, what have
looks,
we
looks like your sister.
A hero?
Just no, that's his brother.
That replicator over to the professor and
I know.
Say you're sorry.
It looks like a sister
what?
With a lipstick.
Sorry? I'll show you what sorry means. Go.
That his name was Glove.
So long, kid.
Catch you later. Get it? He has a glove.
Yeah. Not very creative, but I do love the glove.
That's quite an arm you have there, kid.
What's it to you?
Oh.
That's all.
Maybe I'd like to find out what makes you tick.
Uh-oh. I may have gotten Bim in over his swelled head. Hey, don't you hurt him.
Don't worry, Meg.
She untransformed.
She downgraded.
That's a Bionic 6 alert from the hover sled, Scarab.
I have what I came for, but I think I'll bring our young hero along for testing. Bionic testing.
You can't hurt me, buddy.
Not if you're bionic.
Man, he's brave.
But I can't hurt your little girlfriend.
More stupid than anything else.
That's very true. You know, nowadays, you'll just get shot for that.
I mean, it was so much easier if we just kill the kids.
What happened here, Professor? Scarab has taken Meg and her friend Bim.
Damn it, Meg.
He also took my bioenergy replicator. There's no telling the damage he could do.
What's Meg's, we may still pick up a name? Short name.
Megatron.
Oh, okay.
We'll find Meg
what?
And
yeah, Megatron.
Meg's real short for Megatron.
The replicator could explode with the force of an electron bomb.
Friend? No, it is.
Yeah, thank
Bionic
you.
Bionic 1, I've got a signal. I'm sure it's Scarab's craft.
Good work. Let's go, team.
So, is this like a Superman thing when they put on the suit, no one
looks
recognizes
like
him?
Forgot to take his
yes.
garbage with him. Looks like
think
I'll be
so.
Batting cleanup.
And there's the goofball from the group.
No runs, no hits.
Now there's always one
air.
In a group.
Yeah.
Especially in the bad guys.
Still waiting for the annoying
keep
mascot.
Keep off him, you big bullies.
I tell you, he couldn't have lifted a tomato that big without bionic strength.
He knocked me down with one shot. He must be bionic.
Well, he's
we
not
shall
bionic.
See. We shall see. How do you explain your strength, my young man?
I'm tougher than you thought, that's all.
Yes, well, my scalp aptitude test will
adjust. Or you could just do a CAT scan
I'll be able to compute
or an
the
x-ray.
Yeah.
Bionic strength. If
that's
you
it.
Fail, well, let's not dwell on that.
And that'll be a nice...
But like you said, let's not dwell on that.
By the way, this resolution, I can't see anything, huh?
What hit me?
A bionic beanball, Bozoid.
What's this resolution? Like, 120?
And this time, we'll use...
380?
It's about 480?
380?
Probably 380.
Dumb?
Maybe, yeah.
You'd better tell us, or else.
I ain't talking till I see a lawyer. I seen that on TV.
I see that on TV.
I've never done this kind of a test, but I'm sure I can handle it. Can I?
Well, that's what we're
oh, now he's not talking brave now, is he?
Put a few cables on him. Put a few cables in his testicle.
That'll make him talk.
Yeah. I know you can do it.
I'll try, Mago.
Don't worry, young man. We'll
he's an
ordinary
man. He'll be a superhero.
An hour?
30 miles an hour?
Oh, damn. I would have fell already.
Wouldn't try.
Bionics.
What? It dissolves us.
Saw her transform.
No. I suggest we let Mechanic escape and then follow him to Scarab.
Is Mama Redhead?
Think you'll figure out what's going on?
Nope.
Mechanic.
Nope.
Now come do this.
I see what you mean.
Okay, let's give it a try.
Karate One, you stay here alone and really? Watch Mechanic. The rest
the Asian guy's called Karate One.
Yes, and then the white kid is Sport One.
Alone and take a nap.
Man.
Stereotyping big time back in the days.
Yeah.
Like always.
I don't like this game no more. Hey, yeah. You got any more games to play? Hey,
I think the guy's mentally challenged.
Oh, of course.
Gee, those bionic guys sure is dumb. I'm out of here. So long, suckers.
For those of you listening, I think you can kind of make an idea how he looks just by the sound of his voice.
Short nap.
And that was the voice of Megatron. Okay,
there he is. I'm locked in on
him.
And I'm not sure if you noticed, Karate One, every time he goes someplace, he doesn't really walk. He does karate moves when he gets there.
That's why he's called Karate One. Let's see what he's
made of. Gotta live up to his name.
Sport One walks around.
Doesn't he look like a young version of
Quick Kick?
Yeah.
It could be Quick Kick's great-great-grandson.
That is true.
He's an enabler.
His scores are higher than yours were, Glove.
That's ridiculous.
What? Oh, purple.
Wrong with your machine.
I think I want a closer look at this specimen. Yes.
Oh yeah, take off his clothes.
I thought the chest was
supposed to be. There you go. Purple, purple, purple.
In my sleep.
I know, darling. It isn't easy devising a test for someone of your obvious abilities.
Oh, brother, what a line.
This pup can't be that great. Let me test him, Scarab.
Just punch him. Two of us, man to punch man. Him in the face.
No. I have another test.
That's too easy. What do you mean?
Only no doubt about his powers. If he survives it.
You imagine if there were really bad guys?
If there were really bad guys like that?
One episode.
That.
Like one episode, that's it.
Yeah, that's true. Come in, kill everybody.
Look out below.
Then the good guys come and kill them, and that's it. Episode's up.
Hey, the big
done.
Look at Karate Kick.
Uh oh. Looks like we're the dopes.
Oh no. They shot the mom.
Here goes nothing.
Oh. Uh oh. These guys aren't really that good.
No, yeah, they just want to get caught.
If you think about it, season 2, episode 7, you would think they would have some experience under their belt.
Easy, is it? What kind of villain do you think I am?
Yeah, especially. Like.
Still too easy? Don't worry. If you don't move it, it will move you.
I'm pretty sure that I honestly think there's like some sort of medical test they could do here.
Of course.
I think so too.
That doesn't involve throwing something heavy at him.
I told you he's not bionic. He's just an ordinary guy.
I got him. That's a bionic 6.
Excellent mechanic.
Well, bionic 5, right?
Now where are they?
Bionics on.
What's her ability?
Speed.
Is she called Speed One?
No.
The replicator.
Rock One.
Hey, I've been re-energized by Professor Shark's replicator. I can do it. I can pass the test.
No, he thinks the replicator gave him super strength.
The Cyclones are bringing the Bionic Six in. They're all out cold, boss. Everyone.
At last, I have them all. I've won. I'm with a bioenergy replicator.
That was me when I finally collected the to direct the clowns. I was like, yay, I got them all.
I did it. I couldn't have done that. How did he do it?
I'll tell you how. He's a real man. That's how.
I think she's turned on.
Got any more tests, Scarab?
I think she is. And she likes him young, apparently.
Now take it easy, fella. I could use someone with your capabilities.
I'll just bet you could.
Excuse me, Scarab, darling. I'll have a talk with him.
Don't listen to her, Bim. She's no good.
Wanna bet?
Ooh, I know what she means.
Ah, the Cyphrons. They're bringing in the Bionic Six.
So that's my offer, handsome.
I've got to talk it over with Meg.
Oh, darling. Yes. Forget about that
dreary
girl.
Tell her, shut up, Meg.
Boy, are you setting yourself up for a fall?
Shut up, Meg.
So, this is the end.
Really?
Bionic Six.
Sorry I missed the final fight.
Yeah, me too.
I thought you were in the final fight.
Well, I was in the hall. You see, the Cyphrons
have no brains at all.
What?
they were faking it the whole time?
Didn't I say that like 5 minutes ago?
Time for a little magnetic field.
Yeah, but this is a lot funner when we say it together.
Exactly.
Don't worry, Bionic Six. I'll help you.
I don't think I can watch this.
Excuse me, creepo.
You're excused. Punk.
Bitch slapped him.
Yeah, I would have shot him with the gloves.
That would be a smart thing to do. And what's this bat made out of? It looks like wood, but...
It's wood.
Really strong wood before it was defecting phasers.
I think it's got antimanium inside of it.
Vibranium.
Or vibranium.
Is it vibranium? That's what it's called?
It's made out of Hulkamania.
Hey.
It's time to answer to me.
Don't be a bore, darling.
He could have had a piece of that.
How's it going, Mr. Muscles?
I don't understand. I passed the bionic test.
Good thing it wasn't a modesty test.
Retreat!
Brilliant tactic,
Doc.
Yeah, jetpacks.
Yes.
Scarab was right. This thing is ready to blow. Let's get out of here.
We're clear, Bionic One.
Thank God we have a hole in the ground.
Yes, Janet. It's amazing what a man can do when he's face to face with certain death. I've learned something about myself, Janet, about my hidden strengths. I guess some of us are meant to be heroes like me, and some of us...
Uh-oh.
I think we have some unfinished business.
Ah! Well, like a little bitch.
That ought to show that balloon head, Bim.
Hey, you.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, that's such a touching story. I do like this was a lot of Japanese animators worked on this. All right. So did it live up to the hype?
E, what do you think?
I'm not going first.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, damn.
Really, you want to tell us about the rating?
Yeah, I'll be happy to. So here at, hold on, sorry. So here at the Cartoon Rewind Podcast, we have a rating system. It's a simple 3-tier rating system. Number one, if the show brought you back to when you were a child and you can watch this episode over and over again, then we rate it as a rewind. But if it's a show that It was okay, but it's only a one watch kind of thing. Maybe you'll watch it again another 40 years. Well, we'll rate that as a fast forward. And then finally, if this episode was just not worth your time and you don't ever want to see it again and you want to put it back into Disney Vault, then we rate it as an eject. How was that, guys? Did I do good?
That was perfect. Thank you. That was perfect.
Love the radio voice. Love the radio voice.
Thank you. So since I'm already speaking, I guess I'll go into it. So, yeah.
Go for it, buddy.
Yeah. Like I said, I was interested in watching this because I remember this as a kid. My brother still makes fun of me because my brother's older than me. He's about over 8 years older than I am. So whenever I want to, I grew up in a house of boys. So whenever he started house, you know, like roughhousing, and he started kicking my ass, I used to bring my extra strength. And I used to do the bionic six thing. I used to do the bionics on. I used to do the whole movement. So still to this day, he still makes fun of me for that. He does it a little more flamboyant than I remember doing it, but whatever. So I enjoyed it as a kid. Now, as an adult, based on this one episode, at least this particular episode, I'm going to have to give it a fast forward. They didn't see enough of their abilities, you know?
Yeah, well, season 2, episode 7, so I can see that, buddy.
Yeah.
I can see that.
So that's my rating.
We can go back to this.
Yeah.
And let me see if I can find episode 1 from season 1. You know what I mean? Where they start showing more of their abilities. And then we can go back to that.
Yeah, we can revisit another episode. Another episode down the line.
Yeah. Well, me personally, I agree with everything that you said. And I'm pretty sure you, when you did your whole Bionic 6 thing, when you're getting beat up, you were a little bit more like, hey, you know, I can see you.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm going to agree with your brothers on that one. No. I enjoyed it. It was a cartoon that I enjoyed a lot when I was a kid. It started giving me some memories of me watching the cartoon, and I started remembering things. I enjoyed it, but I do have to agree with you on this. Maybe this was not the best episode, so I would have to give it a fast forward as well. I enjoyed it, but I need to watch another episode, something more in their early days. You know what I mean? To give it a final review. But for this one here, I will give it a fast forward.
All right. Is it okay for you to go now, Dwayne?
Yeah, I wasn't going first.
Yeah, you're asking a long
time. I said I wasn't going first. That's all I said.
Yeah, you should. It's not what you said, it's how you say it.
I just said I wasn't going first. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess this is a clean sweep because of the episode. This is what you call a filler episode because it had so much hijinks and it wasn't really serious. It is a fast forward on this episode. We should have watched the first one showing how they detailed their powers. That would have been more interesting. You get to know all the characters and stuff like that. So it's also a fast forward on this episode, but it's a rewind on the show.
Now, I would add, you know, based on cartoons we've seen in previous podcasts where we see a lot of mistakes, like lazy coloring, lazy filling, that I didn't see here. And again, it goes back to maybe the Japanese animators and producers that worked on this. I think that's one thing, and I give it that credit. I'm not sure what you guys agree and think about that.
Yes, I was looking for those mistakes as well. Definitely did not see any on this one. Not like we've seen so many in the past. You know what I mean? So that I agree with you, my friend.
Yeah. So yeah, because again, I was reading up on this. One of the chief's producers, he's a director, animator. In Japan, he was known for high quality of work, and he worked on a lot of animes like Astro Boy.
Astro Boy?
Okay. Yeah. A Lupin the Third, just a few. He also did Rainbow Bright, but you know, that's a different. Oh, he directed The Mighty Orbots. Okay. Which we saw last week.
We did.
He did Visionary. He was a consultant there. And then those are the big names that I know.
Yeah, so he just made sure shit got done right.
Yeah, I think you had that detail that you don't have in, let's say, watching a G.I. Joe cartoon where somebody forgets what kind of gun they drew the day before.
Shipwreck.
Yeah.
Shipwreck. Cold Slither.
All right. Speaking about Japanese animation, Japanese creators, rest in peace to the creator of the GOAT of Japanese creations, DBZ. Rest in peace, my man. He died at a young age of 56.
What's his name?
Wow. I can't pronounce it, so he's a GOAT. Not even going to butcher his name. He's the creator of DBZ. Rest in peace.
Yeah, a moment of
silence. And I still haven't watched a single episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Blasphemy. Blasphemy.
I know.
That is terrible.
I just never got into it.
That is even worse.
Yeah. Just never got into it.
Wow. I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought we were friends.
Yeah, I thought so too. But apparently, according to you, we're not.
I didn't say that either. See how quickly you jumped to that?
Yeah.
Wow. That was a test that you failed.
Sorry, I've been hanging out with D too long.
Don't blame the black man. Nope. Don't blame the black man. Nope. Absolutely.
That is terrible.
Yeah. That is
terrible. So just a reminder, the gentleman's name, and I'm going to butcher his name, but we should at least say his name, is... his first name is easy, right? Akira.
Mm-hmm. Akira. Yeah. Great anime movie.
Yes. Toriyama. So I didn't butcher his name. Hey, yeah. Me.
No, you did well, man. Yeah. You did well, buddy.
I usually get up everybody. I mess up everybody's name. So, and by the way, he died. His age was 68.
He was a young kid.
Was he?
Still young. Okay. Still young, right? At least I hope.
Man.
I hope he's young. So. So, all right. It was a good visit to memory lane of Bionic 6. I just wish, it was a better episode. But that's the fun of this, right? We randomly pick episodes. We don't pre-watch it. And we see how good and bad they are. And then we say the truth. So
that's it.
Awesome.
That's what we're all about.
Yes, yes. Unless you don't like it, then send all your hate mail to Gemini.
Exactly.
So,
that's it. Not to us.
But for him to read it, you need to put in a dollar in there.
That's true.
Yeah. And Dwayne, imagine if we get like 1,000 letters of how saying how mean you are to me and Frank.
Let's see it happen.
Yeah. All right, Frankie.
All right. I think that wraps everything up for today. From everyone at Cartoon Rewind, thank you for listening. And of course, don't forget to give us a like, subscribe, and follow us on YouTube, Spotify, basically anywhere where you can, where you hear your podcast, right?
Not Apple,
yes. We're on Instagram and TikTok. And of course, until next time, peace, my cartoon addicts.